Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I think what we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
This is so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
Well, you're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was
I think
stuttering.
That you were mocking his stutter. Yeah, I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline. I would think that somebody in the Trump family would be more sensitive to people who do not have medical licenses diagnosing politicians from afar.
In our 2020 lead today, President Trump's niece, who is a clinical psychologist, is calling on the American Psychiatric Association to drop the so-called Goldwater rule, which bars mental health professionals from diagnosing public figures that they have not examined in person. Mary Trump says that psychiatrists, quote, know what's wrong with my uncle. And she says it's time they tell voters. And Mary Trump joins us now. She's also the author of Too Much and Never Enough, How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man.
Well, amazingly, that is the topic of our poll today. How much of Jake Tapper's book about Joe Biden's decline will you read? Your options are 0% or literally any other percent. Joe Concha is our guest right now.
That's funny.
Hey, Joe.
Zero
how you doing?
Or one, huh?
0 or 1% plus any more percent than that.
Wow. I say to your 99% chance that you buy my book, The Greatest Comeback Ever, inside Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign, or buy my first book, which was called Come On, Man, The Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency, that I wrote 3 years ago. Three. All right. About Joe Biden's cognitive decline. And I didn't need White House sources to come to that conclusion. I needed, you know, sight, hearing, sobriety, and sanity just to observe the man during the 2020 campaign. Forget the debate in 2024. and the fact that his brain turned applesauce some time ago, and now we have the media patting itself on the back saying, hey, we're covering the story now. Well, you know, to quote John McClane in Die Hard, welcome to the party, pal. We've been talking about this for years.
I love it. The fact that you literally wrote the book on this, because that's what we've been talking about all day. It's just so ridiculous. I mean, there's big news today, but I just can't get over. Joe, there's a segment we do every Friday called The Bee or Not the Bee, which we take articles that are real, and then we mix them in with articles from the Babylon Bee, and we just read the headline, and everybody in the room's got to decide, are they real, are they fake? If you had told me a year ago, or even recently, more recently than that, that Jake Tapper, after watching him for 4 years, was going to come out with a book on how the media was hiding this, I would have said, for sure, that's the Bee.
Right, that's totally B, because you heard that interview he did with Laura Trump in 2020, where Laura, you know, basically was saying that this guy is clearly going through a cognitive decline and he can't be anywhere near the Oval Office. And Jake Tapper not just push back, but did so in a Jake Tapper fashion that is patently pious and completely condescending. He says, "You know it's a stutter, right?" Well, that's interesting. You know, my dad had a stutter, and my aunt currently has a stutter that she tries to work through. So I'm not bashing people with stutters. But at last check, the side effects of a stutter don't include talking to world leaders who have been dead for decades, doesn't include not knowing how to get off a stage, doesn't include falling off bikes or falling up the stairs at Air Force One, doesn't include not remembering the names of your own cabinet members, and doesn't include, if you're the president of the United States, needing hand-picked reporters given to you on a list that you can only call upon, and if you call anybody else, then you have to say this mandatory line, you're going to get me in trouble. Overall, everybody knew what happened to Joe Biden years ago. It was obvious, and now anybody who's – I can't hear cover-up, by the way, anymore, because that was the worst cover-up of all time. I want to hear bombshell, because we knew this, guys. We've been talking about this. But it is dominating the news today, and unfortunately Tapper's going to make a boatload of money off of this from all the free publicity, and it's a whole bowl of wrong because he led the cabal that denied that Joe Biden was in decline.
I mean, we're totally falling into this. This is YouTube's live chat poll today is about the book. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. Yes, he's getting a ton of free press, but do you think that he knows how ridiculous it is? He's like, I don't care. I'm going to make $1 million on this book.
I think that he'd have to have shame and integrity. And those two things are at a premium in the Tapper, orifice. So that's where we're at this point. I don't think he cares. I think, you know, he makes a lot of money with CNN already. So, you know, how many yachts can you water ski behind? We're going to quote Wall Street now. But overall, yeah, I don't think he cares. I think in his bubble, that bubble over at CNN, he's being told he did a great job. And when Fox reached out to CNN to say, hey, doesn't he look kind of like a liar and a hypocrite in this situation? We didn't ask it that way, in a more professional way. They said, no, Jake has been reporting on Joe Biden's cognitive decline for years. You're like, okay, show me an example. Just show me one example. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'm looking at an article right now written in Breitbart about you. I think talking about your book. The title of the article, if you didn't know this was out there, is FNC's Concha. CNN, Tapper trying to rewrite history, profit off Biden book, which is what we're talking about today. And it, from an outside perspective, if you're just tuning into conservative talk radio, you're like, oh, they're talking about this. Here we go. But this is really more important than just, oh, Jake Tapper is such a hypocrite. The phrase that I grabbed there, because I'm like, that's very true, is they're trying to rewrite history here.
That's the thing. And it was the same thing with, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop, for example. And you got to see, you know, Brian Stelter, right? You know, I guess you can put Humpty Dumpty back together, despite the book that I've been reading to my kid. He would say, like, you know, back in 2020, this is a right-wing media story. This is obviously a product of Russia. He said all these things. It's on tape. Like, literally, you could just play it back for him and say, you said this. And he would say, nope, never said it. I was asking questions. Like, that's always the thing, right? I was asking questions. I want to make sure that I understood the story.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They could get away with this like they did with COVID, coming from a lab in Wuhan where everybody was called a conspiracy theorist. If you actually thought that, God forbid, a coronavirus came from a lab that studies coronaviruses at the origin of COVID. Yeah, you know, that's kind of a logical conclusion at this point. It's like if there was a chocolate outbreak in Hershey, Pennsylvania, where do you think the chocolate came from? Maybe the friggin' chocolate factory. You ever think of that, guys? So overall, yeah, I think this rewriting of history, they try it, but social media is the great equalizer, especially X. They get called out for it. Stelter has all these clips out now talking about how great the reporting is around Biden's cognitive decline now because of this book. And then people just are sending him clips over and over again. Here's what you said. Here's what you reported at the time. You're a liar. So I think while they try to get away with it, radio shows like this and social media on X make sure that it doesn't happen. And that's what makes it a wonderful place.
Hey, Joe, this is Brad, by the way. You were saying like just there at the end there, you were talking about how the radio shows and X have countered back this. Can the old media, can they actually ever win back the integrity that they had, or is that gone forever now?
Oh, Brad, it's a great question. And thanks, guys, for putting up with this horrible cold or whatever I have going on right now.
That's what Annie's got, too. That's why she's not here. So.
Oh, Annie, too. Okay, yeah, yeah. It's going around. You're in St. Louis. I'm in Jersey. But this thing is airborne, no question. So sorry if my voice is a little bit off. But, yeah, Brad, to answer your question, it's kind of like if you were cheated on over and over and over again by the same girlfriend or the same boyfriend, and they say, no, you got to trust me this time. It's going to be different. It's not going to be different. No one trusts the media anymore. Let's put it this way. The two entities that are polling lowest in terms of approval are the Democratic Party and the media, right, where they're polling below the approval of gas station sushi, which if you've had... Trust me, that's not something that you'll trust very often. It's gas station, it's sushi, it's fish, it's probably not very fresh. The point is, I don't think they ever win anybody back. I think now it's a matter of everybody just tries to find their little niche in terms of like the AOC brand, right? Like AOC is popular and she has these great rallies for a very small part of the Democratic Party that's very, very far left. I think then CNN's going to appeal to those on the left, MSNBC to the far left, New York Times, same thing. Fox News, at least, we have a news division where we report things fairly and accurately through the Brett Baiers and the Harris Faulkners and the Bill Hemmers of the world. But we also have an opinion side that, yes, does lean right. Of course, I'm making a very obvious statement. But in the end, at least we have some balance. These other places are just going to full bore to the left and just take in how many people they can get and just say, all right, good enough. They don't care about the truth. They just care about serving the Democratic Party now at this point, unfortunately.
Joe Concha on with us, Fox News contributor, but also the author. We talked about the first book a little bit. Let's talk about your new book, The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. It is available now. We talked about this, well, we, as in Annie, I'm usually in the room, but she's talking to you. We talked about this book with you, you know, the last couple weeks, I think. And one of the things you mentioned that I was listening to that I thought, oh, I'd really like to know more about that, is that you talked to President Trump. And he is, you know, completely aware of you. He I don't know if you'd call him a fan or not, but that'd be cool if you did. But he was willing to sit down and talk with you about the greatest comeback in American political history. I mean, that's cool just to be able to talk to the guy.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, in the book, we talked about the Al Smith dinner and how Kamala Harris blew it off, right, and sent a video instead, and she got booed out of the room in Manhattan, which is hard to do. But Trump, like, killed it that night, right? He said, you know, Democrats keep telling me that there are more than two genders, and I didn't believe them until I met Tim Walz. I mean, that's funny.
It is good.
Like, boom, the delivery was perfect. That's the first time I've been to Manhattan in some time where I wasn't served a subpoena. That's funny, right? So when I spoke to him, I it was a little bit more of a serious interview, of course, but what I wanted to talk about, guys, was the first assassination attempt and why he got up. When he was down, he knows he's hit. There's blood on his face, Secret Service on top of him. I know what I would do. I would say, get me the hell out of here. I'll keep my head down. You guys all cover me and throw me in the back of the first car. I know myself. I would just do that. I know it sounds cowardly, but I know myself. Donald Trump, however, said, and he told me this during the interview, I said, so what made you want to reemerge and stand above your Secret Service when there could be a second shooter? You don't know if you're completely safe. He said, I knew my family was watching, my youngest son was watching, my wife was watching, the country was watching. And if I knew if I went on that stretcher on the stage, and I never heard there was a stretcher before, but apparently there was, and that was the first time I ever heard that. He revealed that in the interview. They wanted me to go on the stretcher. I said, no way in hell am I going on that thing. I'm walking off here. I'm showing strength. I'm showing this movement won't be stopped, and I wanted to let my family know and the country know that I was okay, and we're going to keep moving forward. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I wouldn't have done that, but you did. And that's what makes the book special, because you're going to hear some things and read some things. My 9-year-old, I'll leave it here because I know there's a long answer, said to me, Daddy, why would anybody buy the book when they know the ending? I go, you know, the kid has a good point. You know, we know he wins, right? Smart kid, he gets A's. And I said, well, we watched Titanic a week or two ago, which we did, and we knew Titanic was going down before the film, but we still watched it because we want to know the how and the why and the backstory. And that's what this book gives, the how and the why and the backstory, because the Trump campaign gave me incredible access. I was on the plane. I interviewed the president. I was backstage at rallies, including one in Wildwood, New Jersey, where I thought security was horrible. And sure enough, 2 months later, the president was nearly killed. So I think that's why you buy the book, because you're going to find out the hows and the whys in terms of what happened during this incredible campaign, which we will never see again in our lifetimes. That I do know.
Yeah, it's very true what you said about even Titanic. I mean, we just watched the movie Miracle last week, and it's the same. You
Kurt
know,
Russell.
Yeah, we know the end of the movie, but my kids have never seen it, and so we just wanted to watch it. It's the same here where, yeah, we know President Trump wins, but we're in the middle of this right now. I mean, this is, in a sense, we have, I'm sure you have a nice, you know, ending to the book because, yes, it's about the campaign, the big, beautiful campaign, but we're still in the midst of this as a nation. You know, we're barely halfway through the Trump presidency of 8 years anyway. And I wonder, Joe, if we're in a moment, you know, you having access, you probably have a little more insight into this. If we're in a moment in history right now that people really will be looking back on and looking back at books like yours, The Greatest Comeback Ever, and saying, I want to know more about that period in history. It feels like we're there.
Yeah, we are there. It's such a great observation. Do you guys have a heart out, by the way?
Sorry. No, you're good.
Okay, good. Anyway, yeah, look at what's gone on over the last week with this president, for example, just as a microcosm. Let's see. Secures a trade deal with the UK. Better trade deal. A better trade deal with China. Edon Alexander, Jersey guy like me, he's coming home. Last American hostage. Now he's freed. We have ceasefires between India and Pakistan, which really could have been messy because they have nuclear weapons and hate each other, so that's good. Obviously, now we have the investment from Saudi Arabia, $600 billion. We have another $1.2 trillion coming in from Qatar. And just all these wins, incredible, 99% drop in border crossings without 1 inch of wall being built in addition to what's there. I could go on and on, but if he passes this big, beautiful bill in Congress and through the Senate, which looks like that will happen, and then the tariff trade war he ends up winning, you tell me, what do Democrats run on exactly besides we think men should play against women in sports and we voted against the Lake and Riley Act? I don't know. And that's a party that's going to be in big trouble for a long time. When AOC is considered one of your top nominees for 2028, she could lose 51 states, which mathematically is impossible. It could happen.
Well, hold on. Canada's not made up their mind yet.
Well,
so.
Greenland, yeah.
I'll take Canada. You got three teams left in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, don't tell us about that. Winnipeg beat us in Game 7. We're not
happy. Oh, the Blues. That's right. You got your Stanley Cup a couple years ago. You got that monkey off your back. So good for you guys. I love your uniforms. They're the best.
Thank you. We agree. We wanted more than one Stanley Cup, though. Let me ask you this before we...
Was it more than one?
Well, we only have one. We just want more than one.
Oh, I understand. Yes, of course. I'm like, they never won one before. Okay, good. I used to be a sports writer, so I almost felt embarrassed. But thank you for that. All right, move on.
I actually need to pay attention more to the Stanley Cup playoffs. I have just completely disengaged after Game 7. I was so
I'm a Devils fan. Trust me. Once your team's out, you're out.
Right? And I can't decide whether to root for the team that beats me or not, because I want them to die, but I also am like, but that would prove it. We're pretty good if they win. So let me ask you this before we run. And we have no timeout, so take as much time as you need here.
Awesome.
But the one story, I was looking at this morning, the story that's not really being reported enough is how much, because the tariff thing is a huge story. Everybody's talking about tariffs.
Yeah.
So much investment has been at least committed. We don't know if it'll all pan out. I mean, hopefully it will. But there are so many companies committing billions and billions of dollars, sometimes tens of billions, hundreds of billions, half a trillion at times with Apple. That is going to change the economy of the nation. And that is just not being talked about, right, Joe?
No, not at all. Again, our media ignores the good stuff about Trump and concentrates on the plane. He was given a plane. It's going to be bugged. It's going to be Air Force One standards take years for a plane like that to become Air Force One, well beyond Trump being in office, and it's going to his library anyway. So they focus on literally the shiny object, but. You talk about SoftBank, you talk about Apple, you talk about all these companies are saying we're going to invest in America again. That means more jobs. And here's why, if you read the book, at one point in October 17th, I want to say the day was, I'm on Sean Hannity's TV show, and I declare that Donald Trump's going to win. He's going to win easily. Play back the tape if I'm wrong. I literally said this. This is how this ends. And Sean's like, wow, you're awfully bullish. Everybody says this will be close. I go, it won't be close. It will be in the sense where he's going to win a couple of swing states by 1 or 2 points. But overall, you're going to know who won by early Wednesday morning. And sure enough, I was right. And look, again, I thought the Chiefs would beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl, so I'm not very good at predictions, so fine. No problem. I like the Battle Hawks to win the UFL championship, but that's another one.
Right, wow.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my team. Trust me. I love Becky. He's awesome. But anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. The point is, the reason why I knew this was because the Teamsters had this poll that showed that Joe Biden was up by 10 points over Donald Trump. Okay, I get it. He's like the union guy, whatever. He leaves. They put in Kamala, Trump by 30 over Kamala, among the Teamsters.
Wow.
Which means auto workers, U.S. Steel, restaurant workers, they're with him also. They lose that vote. They lose the black vote to the degree that they did. Latino vote. What's left? The childless, you know, cat ladies. Like, that's it. Like, who's going to vote for Kamala? And sure enough, that's how it turned out. So, yeah, we're witnessing a moment in time here with Donald Trump, the second 100 days where Democrats could be put out to pasture for many, many years because I don't know who their leader is. I don't know who they're going to put up. You got Pete Buttigieg growing beards. It's all bad. Trust me.
Joe, I said that was the last question, but hopefully I'm not keeping you too long here.
No,
but,
keep going.
But in your book, last question about your book here.
Okay.
The greatest comeback ever. I'm plugging it for you because I really think this is a cool topic. And the fact that you got to sit with him. When you talked with him and you talked about that moment, the shot heard around the world, whatever you want to call it, is he a different guy after that? I mean, did you get that sense?
Yeah. Oh, totally. I was at the RNC in Milwaukee 2 days after this happened, which is incredible. Again, that's what the book kind of like encapsulates. You forget he was shot on a Saturday, and he's at the RNC on a Monday with a big ear bandage. And he has his granddaughter on his lap, right? And he's happy. And you see Trump smile a lot more. During the 2020 campaign, he didn't smile a lot because how can you? Everybody was miserable because of COVID. In a fair fight, if there's no COVID, Donald Trump waxes Joe Biden completely off the floor because the economy was good and we had peace. So you have those two things as an incumbent, you're going to win, right? But he couldn't run the rallies he wanted to, couldn't run the campaign he wanted to. Now he appreciated where he was, right? As far as like, I survived this assassination attempt. I'm about to be the nominee again, third time in a row. And if I get back to the Oval Office, I could do the things I really wanted to do my first term. But now I have a team around me, my cabinet, that will make sure that happens when I didn't have that the first time around, or I didn't have Mitch McConnell as the Senate Majority Leader, for example, or Paul Ryan as the House, as far as the Speaker of the House. So he has his team. He has his agenda. He knows what to do. He's not picking the small fights anymore with the media and all that stuff. Confident guy, happy guy. After the assassination, you saw that at the RNC and moving forward with McDonald's, the garbage truck. I mean, you could tell who was winning by who was having fun. Trump was. Mm-hmm. Kamala, not so much. Campaigning with Liz Cheney. That's your closing argument. Wow, what a dumb campaign that was.
And it's still true. I mean, it's nice to be able to be on the winning side. Of course, you're having more fun when you're on the winning side. But it is evident to everybody watching politics that the Republicans are having more fun right now than Democrats.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Because Republicans were the stuffy old white guys, right? Richest 1%.
Right.
Now, Democrats are the richest 1%, the party of war, the party of censorship, the party of all these things that Americans don't like. And Republicans are like the cool ones. And all I remember is Tom Brady back in 2016 had a MAGA hat in his locker. And a reporter saw it and tried to shame him, like, what are you doing with that? Are you going to apologize for having that MAGA hat? And Brady's like, ah, it was an event. It was given to me. It's in my locker. No big deal. He played it off, which was, you know, the smart thing to do at the time. Now you see NFL players doing the MAGA dance, LPGA MAGA dance, people wearing – I was in Beverly Hills last week for a speech. They're wearing MAGA hats in Beverly Hills.
Wow.
And Trump won Beverly Hills by 5 points, which is insane in California. So, yeah, it's a different world. The culture is changing, and Democrats have no answers right now. And I don't know who that person is to come forward who J.B. Pritzker, Illinois, not too far from you guys. Jackie Gleason, or whoever you want to call him. That guy? He's going to bring you forward? Fred Flintstone? I don't think so. Fred Flintstone, I like that better.
Yeah, oh, no, man, Jackie dude, Gleason. Great. I mean, that's definitely not going to win over the youth vote like we were just talking about. But
no, the fat vote, maybe, but not the youth vote. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, you know. No, I'm you're sorry. Good. Joe Concha, I really appreciate just everything that you do, and I'm glad I got to talk to you today. Unfortunately, Annie is out, but thank you for making time for us anyway.
This was like a podcast. We went like a Rogan kind of long time. So
yeah,
I hope
you just want to come back in the next hour and do another 30 minutes. Is that cool?
Yeah, I'll co-host. Why not?
Sure. All right.
You
gotta
pay
good.
Me, of course. Talk to your program director.
I
no,
will.
I'm kidding.
I will.
Now I got to do another thing. But guys, let's do this next week. All right.
That sounds great. Fun. Joe Concha, awesome. Appreciate your time. And again, his book is The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big, Beautiful Campaign, available now. And you see him on Fox News all the time. Joe Concha. Well, when we come back, I don't know. Should we talk about a possible conspiracy theory here? I'm reading a story from the New York Times. So, well, it's from several sources. So I did my research on this. And if you want to stick around and see what this is about, I encourage you to do so because it's a really crazy story from a former George H.W. Bush official. I got your attention? All right, we'll stick around.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.